Mukundamala Stotra, verse 21, part 2. Veda Vratanyanvaham Medas Cheda Phalani. So we are discussing a series of how, without the remembrance of Krishna, even religious activities become futile. So Kulshekhar Maharaj is in this part of the verse saying that even if one does fasting, Veda Vratanya, daily one does serious, rigorous fasting as given in the Vedic scriptures, then that will simply be a Medas Cheda Phalani. Its only fruit will be just decreasing the fat in the body. So, the purpose of fasting in the Vedic context is to make spiritual advancement, is to go closer to God by turning our minds away from the world which distracts us and which diverts our desires away from Krishna. So when we have made a resolve that there is nothing that I am going to eat on this day or these days, then we can just say a firm no to all the desires for eating, and then the full power of our desires can be concentrated on remembering Krishna, desiring Krishna, and serving Krishna. And in this way we can intensify our devotional service to Krishna. However, if there is no remembrance of Krishna, then the fasting becomes simply a bodily exercise. And as a bodily exercise, fasting can help in decreasing weight. But that is the only gain that a person will have. So, fasting can be a sacred activity, but it can become mundane activity without the right consciousness. And the right consciousness is remembrance of Krishna. I am fasting to increase my desire for Krishna, to please Krishna by showing Him that I want Him so much that I don't want anything else. Not even what is normally a necessity for me, food. And this remembrance of Krishna, this intense desire for Krishna, is primarily stimulated for us by the chanting of the holy names. So when we chant the holy names attentively, that is a very easy and effective way to remember Krishna. And when we remember Krishna by chanting the holy names, then gradually that remembrance of Krishna attracts our heart, and that permeates, underlies, orients all other activities that we do, even religious activities that we do. So as devotees, when we fast on special occasions like Ekadashi or Janmashtami or Panda Nirjal Ekadashi, at that time the remembrance of Krishna has to be foremost, that we have to focus on desiring Krishna, on seeking to intensify our hankering for Krishna. And with that objective, when we fast, then Medas Cheda Phalani, the fat decreasing will be an insignificant byproduct. That will not be at all consequential for us. What will be consequential will be that actually the fat around the heart, the accumulation of anartha that is weighing us down spiritually, will get cut down. That all these anarthas will fall away. Anartha basically means a desire for something which is having no value. Anartha. As when we desire the supreme artha, that is Krishna, and intensify that desire through fasting, based on remembering Krishna while fasting, then as that artha desire increases, that meaningful desire increases, all the anarthic desires, meaningless desires fall away. And we start marching on our devotional journey towards Krishna, swiftly and steadily. Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai.